Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. We are exploring the secrets of the self from the Book of Secrets. Today, we are unlocking the cause of suffering, which I've already told you is unreality or illusion. Before I discuss the steps that lead to suffering and how to unlock the key to healing, I was just thinking of an episode I watched on television of two identical twins. And one actually thought she was beautiful, and the other identical twin thought she was ugly. And all you had to do is look at their facial expressions and their eye movements, hear the tone of their voice, look at their body language, whether it was tight or relaxed, and you could see very clearly that one was suffering and the other was in joy. And they were identical twins. They just chose different experiences. So let's examine the steps that lead to suffering. Number one, overlooking actual facts. Anytime you have a belief about something, anytime you have a belief about something that causes distress, ask yourself, is it true? What are the facts? How do I know that it's true? Have I checked the opposite of this? Always look for facts. Do not overlook actual facts. Also, some people just have an attitude. They adopt a negative perception no matter what. So some people will condemn, complain, play the victim, criticize no matter what. Ask yourself, am I that person? And if I am, then how can I change that? How can I change being a criticizer, a condemner to somebody who, and I hate to use this word, who's an opportunist? Because any adversity, anything that is framed as a problem, is also an opportunity. You start to reframe problems as challenges and challenges as opportunities. Ask yourself, am I always adopting a negative perception? And of course, many people reinforce that perception by obsessive thinking. They keep thinking and ruminating about all the things they worry about. So, you know, I have a mantra, the worst use of imagination is anxiety and stress. And the best use of imagination is creativity. You might want to adopt that mantra as well. Many people get lost in the pain without looking for a way out of the pain. They obsess about the pain. In fact, they love to talk about their pain. I know that as a doctor. And of course, if you compare yourself to others, you will always suffer. The solution to a lot of the suffering comes through cementing the suffering through healthy relationships. Healthy relationships depend on conscious communication. What am I observing? What am I feeling? What's the need here? How can I express my vulnerability and my needs and maintain a joyful relationship at the same time?